Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 8. Here's what it says. But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him and were serving him. After Solomon died, the people asked Rehoboam. Rehoboam was Solomon's son and had become their new leader. They asked Rehoboam to reduce the amount of their labor and taxation. Well, Rehoboam sought advice. First, he counseled with those who had served with his father, and they said, if he would reduce the labor and taxes, the people will always be your servants. They'll always serve you. But those who grew up with Rehoboam advised him to make a statement of strength, and increase the load on the people. Rehoboam followed the advice of his contemporaries. The people rebelled, and the kingdom was divided. And Israel's history was altered by Rehoboam's decision. Following are two important points to learn from this passage. Here's the first lesson. In seeking advice, it is best to weigh heavily the words of people who have been there and done that, rather than those who are going through it with you. Experience is a great and powerful teacher. Lesson number two. Be careful when you ask for advice from people who serve you. They may feel like they have a lot to lose if they disagree with you. Be careful with whom you consult and weigh carefully what they say. A leader's decision impacts lives. Father, lead us to those who give good counsel and help us to be wise enough to follow it. In Jesus' name, amen.